Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Have you ever wished there was one place you could go that had all the county's events in one site so you didn't have to look at different calendars? Kelly, do you know of any place like that?
Scott, I actually do. It's called kcountyevents.com.
kcountyevents.com?
Yeah.
Tell me about it. What's that?
Well, as you said, it is a single resource where you can see on a calendar format everything happening throughout Kosciuszko County.
That's fantastic. What's the, is it a website? Is it a Facebook site?
It's a website, and it's set up just like a calendar, if you're used to a Google Calendar or Outlook, whatever. But instead of showing your personal events, it's showing everything going on in Kosciuszko.
That's amazing. How do I access this?
You go to kcountyevents.com. It is a mobile-friendly site as well, so you can go on that way. And then you just scroll down and let the calendar load.
That's amazing. I'll have to do that. Now, this upcoming weekend, it's kind of the last big hurrah, maybe before it gets colder, and there's a lot of things going on. Can you touch on some of the things you've got on K County events?
Absolutely. I feel like everyone in the county is like, we got to put in these last minute events because there's so much to choose from.
Yes.
As one example, the Kosciuszko Community Wellness Fair is happening all day, and they've been promoting it across a lot of sites, but if you haven't seen it yet, it's basically a full day at the YMCA where you can get screenings done for a wide variety of health concerns, all for free.
Wow.
You just drop in and you can go to that. So that's a great place to start your day. The City County Athletic Complex Center, they are having their first garage sale. So you can check that out. There is a community dog show. Did you know that, Scott?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Where's
so
this at?
That's at 424 West Market Street, and that starts at 9 a.m.
424 West Market Street. So that must be down kind of by Fribbley Field?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you have a pet you want to enter or if you want to see the pets on display, but there's a dog show. Camp Mac, they also have their own festival going on today.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. It's crazy. That one's like most of the day as well.
Not today being Saturday.
Saturday, yes.
These are Saturday and Sunday. So these are all Saturday events so far.
Yes, that's correct. And then I know if you live in Syracuse, you know what's happening. But if you don't usually make your way up to Syracuse, there is reason to do that this Saturday. They have their Fall Harvest Festival at the Community Center.
Oh, awesome.
Super kid-friendly activities. Just about everything is free. And then you can actually go down just a little ways to the Wawasee area Conservatory Foundation and mm-hmm. do their Falltastic Trail Walk.
Oh, that would be beautiful this time of year.
It is. And they have it decorated with some Halloween stuff. And then they have kind of a scavenger hunt to look for different nature type stuff. And I believe it's new this year that they have also partnered with the Lilly Center to have a guided tour there.
Nice. They do such a wonderful job.
Yeah. So you can check out all those things in Syracuse. You can also pop by the RE/MAX Partners in Syracuse. They've got their own little fall festival going on with some face painting and some pumpkins and popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
And then if you stay long enough, the Pickwick Theater is showing Harry Potter at 7 o'clock for free.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I hate to admit this, maybe not, but I've never seen Harry Potter.
Ooh, well, this would be a great first experience.
That would be fun.
In the theater, and it's free,
right,
and they're showing the first movie.
Oh, it'd be awesome. Maybe I'll do that Saturday night.
Yeah, so that's a full day you can spend in Syracuse. If you want to stay more Warsaw area, I know a lot of listeners are more in Warsaw. There is a wood carving show at the Pete Thorne Center. So there's actually a wood carving club that meets weekly.
Wow.
And on Saturday, they are showing off some of their work and trying to get new members interested in checking them out.
Mm-hmm.
So that starts at 10 a.m. And then the Warsaw High School, they have something called a Magical Day. Have you heard of that one before?
No.
Ooh, well, it's a really popular experience with younger kids because there are Disney characters on site that you get to meet and do crafts with and just hang out with. And then if you stay long enough at their theater, you can watch Coco for free.
Now, this is at the Warsaw High School?
It is. Okay. The Warsaw High School, yes. So they have their Magical Day from 12 to 3, and then at 3 o'clock, you can watch the movie Coco for free. First come, first serve for the seating arrangements on that one.
And they're big, like, performing arts center? They're big theater? Nice.
Yeah. I guess they used to do that years and years ago, mm-hmm. but and they're bringing it back.
Awesome.
Yeah, so you can check out that. Tippy Creek Winery has their Barbecue, Bacon, and Blues and Wine Festival. There's also the Faith and Blue Free Community Meal, where some area churches and area policemen are teaming up to offer a free meal at 2 p.m. at the Miller Pavilion.
Oh, my goodness. So basically, if anybody says we're bored this weekend, have no excuse.
No excuse at all. And then, of course, Soul Takers Acres is in motion. Yes. So they have their special Lights On event at 3 p.m. on Saturday. But then you can also visit their normal event Saturday as well.
Yes.
And of course, that's not all.
There's more?
There's more.
Tell us.
Well, the Northwestern Community Center has their annual auction at 6 p.m. on Saturday.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's, you know, their big fundraising event. They've got a lot of stuff planned. So that is also happening. So you could do Syracuse and then work your way down to Northwestern, finish your day with their auction. I mean, there's just so much to do. Now, the trail walk is also on Sunday. So if you miss that on Saturday, you can go back on Sunday.
Okay.
There's also a luncheon at the Tippecanoe Lake Country Club on Sunday at 11. And then...
Is that open to the public? Or
I think you have to get tickets ahead of time, but I feel like, you know, hop on their Facebook event and double check that one.
Oh, that would be beautiful, overlooking Lake Tippecanoe.
Yes, yes. And then Magical Meadows has a horse show at 3 p.m. on Sunday.
Oh, my gosh.
And that's free. So you get to go and you get to watch. If you want to be by horses and you just, you know, you can't pay for the lessons or something, that's a great way to experience it.
Oh, what a wonderful organization that is, too.
Yes, yes. And then, you know, if you miss Harry Potter the first night, Scott, you can go back on Sunday.
And if I like it so much on Saturday night, I become I know there's Star Trek, have Trekkies and stuff. Is there somebody, what do you call somebody that follows Harry Potter? Is there
a... There's probably a name, but I don't remember offhand. Okay. Yeah, so I mean, and the funny thing is, that's just a sampling of what's available. Yeah.
How would I find out more about what's going on?
Yes, because you're not going to remember all the websites and all the organizations. Right. So that's the whole reason kcountyevents.com exists. Go to the website. It will give you all the information and then point you towards even more information if you need further details before making a decision.
Well, Kelly, I tell you, I cannot thank you enough for organizing all these county events into one easy-to-find location. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
So make sure you visit K County Events.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with another episode of Biz Buzz. Today, I'm with Mackenzie Parker, and she's the Main Street Event Coordinator. Welcome, Mackenzie.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And thanks for all you do for downtown Warsaw.
Oh, well, it's a pleasure.
Now, you've got an event coming up. Was it October 11th?
Yes, Wednesday, October 11th, from 3 to 6, we have our Downtown Development and Historical Tour.
What is that? That sounds awesome.
We have 7 exclusive buildings. They get to learn about the downtown development opportunities as well as the history of downtown Warsaw. So it's a great opportunity to learn. Come if you're an investor or even just someone who is in the county, just to learn more about Warsaw is a great opportunity.
I love the downtown buildings. Of course, I'm a little prejudiced because I was born here. Yeah, especially I know some of the second floors are pretty cool. There's a lot of ballrooms up there and everything. What time does this tour start and where does it start from?
This starts at 3 p.m. at Gateway Grove, and you can actually get your tickets at WarsawCDC.org.
And for those of you that don't know, Gateway Grove is on the site of the old Madison School. Now, you're going to have a tours and stuff, and then I heard there's a reception afterwards?
Yes, we are ending at the Vic. We'll have some special guest speakers talking that evening, and then we have delicious food catered by 110.
Man, that sounds awesome. So, again, to register for this, you go to what site again?
You go to WarsawCDC.org, and the tickets are only $10 a piece, which is really great that you get the tour, your food's included, and you get to hear from some great speakers.
All that for only $10?
Yes.
Man, sign me up right away. All right. Well, thank you, Mackenzie. I appreciate it. And yes, if you'd like to take a tour downtown and end up with some delicious food and fellowship, come on down. Thank you.
date night at the movies.
I got popcorn.
Shh. Sorry.
And some candy.
Getting back to the moments we miss.
Shush.
Starts with getting informed. Get the latest info about COVID-19 vaccines at getvaccineanswers.org. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Stephan King from Hoplore Brewery and the Ghost Spot. Welcome, Stephan.
Oh, thank you very much. Happy to be here.
Hey, Ghost Spot, that's kind of brand new. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Ghost Spot is a very new concept for this area. The idea is that our 307 West Market Street location is a host for chefs and food trucks. So every 3 months, it's a brand new menu, a brand new concept, totally different food, always keeping it fresh. So right now, Good AF is in the house, Chef Corey Seidel. He makes some amazing food. I just had the ribeye melt a little bit earlier.
Ooh, yum.
To die for.
Yeah.
So he will be here through the holidays, through the end of the year. And then right after that, another comes in. Chef from the Twisted Tiki food truck.
Yes.
Will be in here for the next 3 months. So the idea is always to keep something fresh and new for you to try. Always something different. And, of course, it will always be accompanied by the Hoplore brews that are available.
Of course. I almost said booze.
Because that's coming up, too.
Yes, talk to booze and brews.
Booze and brews.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, that is our beer fest. It's coming up on the 14th of October.
Wow, that's just next week.
Yeah, absolutely. 1 week away. We are doing it from noon until 4. Noon to 1 hour is VIP, and then 1 to 4 is general admission. We actually have a special running on the tickets all the way through next week with a $15 discount on all the tickets.
Oh, wow.
And we're going to have about a dozen breweries here, mostly local. We wanted this one to be a little bit more regionally focused. So from here to Fort Wayne to South Bend and focusing here on the local area. We'll have a band that's coming out of Goshen that's a really fun band. They do rockabilly.
No way. That's my favorite genre of music.
Oh, absolutely.
What's, man. What's the
name?
So
fun. The Broken Lifters.
Okay.
Yes. And they do a great job. We've hosted them at the Leesburg location several times in the past. The bass player actually got married at our tap room in Leesburg. But yeah, the Broken Lifters, a great band. Rockabilly is a really fun genre to listen to and to hang out around. Upbeat. And just a good time. In addition, Good AF, of course, is in the house. Uh-huh. And they will be providing the food for everybody.
Right.
The tap room will be open to the outside. We've got a great garage door that keeps everything wide open. And we'll also have some local businesses here as well. Courthouse Coffee will be in the house. Some other of our downtown businesses will be here as well, doing a little show of what the downtown's all about.
That's great. Now, this isn't just in the ghost spot. This is actually, we're closing the streets down.
Yes. Yeah. Actually closing down Market Street in front of the brewery. And then it's going to go all the way across the street.
That's awesome. So yeah. If you know where the old Owens used to be, that's where we'll be, right across between there and the Ghost Spot. Broken Lifters. See, I'm a car guy. I know what a Broken Lifter is.
Yes.
And so I grew up with just Stray Cats and Big Bad Voodoo Daddies.
Uh-huh.
So that's awesome. So tell us again the hours and tell us how do you get tickets?
We're going 12 to 4. 12 to 1 is VIP. 1 to 4 is general admission. You can link off of our social media or our website. It's ontaptickets.com. And you can purchase your tickets right through that site. And then tickets will also be available at the door as well.
Okay. Ontaptickets.com or at the door.
Yep.
Coming up this next weekend.
Yep. Make sure to check out Ghost Spot for their amazing new food with Good AF as well.
Yeah. Well, I love that whole concept because Good AF is awesome. We know we love Twisted Tiki. And so that's great. Well, thank you for bringing that to downtown Warsaw.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Yep. Have a great day.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.